The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster on this side of the glass, and on the other side of the glass, Tom Fairbanks together. Even if Tom was here on this side of the glass, I can say he would welcome everybody to the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Boy, today is it marks a tragedy in this town. Today is, it's Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. It's one of those things, Tom Fairbanks, it's, if you were in town, you remember that Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
The Gabrielle Giffords, the shooting.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was shocking at first, and then it was hard to get a grasp of, could this really be happening here?
Yeah. I was right in the middle of getting a haircut, and I was ready to go off with half my haircut. No, I did stick around to get...
Well, that's a style nowadays.
Yeah,
half a haircut.
So. Yeah. Anyway, it is the ninth anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy that occurred at the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' Congress on Your Corner event, wounding Congresswoman Giffords and a dozen other people. Six people were killed participating in that event. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Here he is for his every other month visit, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. Dr. Trujillo, let me wish you Happy New Year. I know it's a little late, but I think you can still get away with it within a week or so of a new year.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's a new decade.
Yeah.
2020 is here. So I likewise, Bill, a very, very happy new year. We come together on a very solemn anniversary, of
yes.
course. I also remember
Where
the darkness
you?
Of
were
that
you,
day.
Were you in town or what?
Coincidentally, I was getting a haircut also.
Oh, wow.
I was in Phoenix. Yeah, I was in Phoenix at the time working for Phoenix Union High School District.
Yeah.
And
so you were in the chair too.
I was in the chair and almost sort of receiving the news in slow motion that one of our public servants had been. At the time, I remember when the news was first breaking, there was a lot of confusion that
yes.
she had been mortally wounded.
Yes, there were some reports that were not accurate. But yeah, you're right. So, you know, 9 years, wow. And just a quick note, this is our start of the 10th year. And so it was Saturday. We had just completed the first week of the Buckmaster Show. And Gabby Giffords was my guest that Thursday before the shooting, and we believe it was the last interview that that Gabby did before that fateful day. So,
and yeah. sadly, 9 years later, well, 11, we're into the next decade,
yeah.
and sadly, I don't think that we've really made any progress in addressing the issue of individuals with mental health issues and getting their hands on firearms, and it's you would think that we had made some progress there, but we've had too many incidents across the nation now that I don't think we're any closer now than we were then.
Do you have social workers in the Tucson Unified?
We do, and that's why I'm so passionate about behavioral health services available in the schools. Those are your frontline employees. Those are your frontline. I call them the best measure of school safety that you can employ
yeah.
is your mental health care professionals flagging student writing samples, behaviors,
right.
getting in and doing the work with families and small group formats to address issues before they become violent.
Did you get some money for some more of these people?
We did something I think really innovative. We brought in 5 social workers this school year, and each social worker takes a region of TUSD, and their whole job is to rove from school to school.
Wow.
And address these issues immediately. Whether a teacher sees something bothersome and troubling in a writing sample,
yeah.
or a student says something that causes concern, or there's an act of aggression that's pause for worry,
wow.
we're now able to dispatch a social worker immediately.
They're on the go.
They're on the go. Yeah, they're on the go.
Let's talk a little bit about, and I've been in town now 32 years. It seems it's always been fashionable to trash the Tucson Unified School District.
You know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, you have all of the great things going on throughout the district. And like any district, Tucson Unified by no means is perfect, okay? We're just like any other school district. We've got challenges and we've got successes. But, Bill, I've never been in an environment where there's been such an obsession with magnifying the challenges of the district to the extent that the challenges are used to rip down the district and not even acknowledge that the district actually does have strengths. The district actually has seen some successes. And nowhere was that more evident than I believe it was the December 18th article that the Star did on three of our schools that unfortunately, due to recent legislation passed last legislative session, if you hit your third year as a D, you automatically revert to an F.
Wow.
And I thought the Star did a fair article. So my issue isn't with the Star and their article. They did a nice article.
But some schools did get bumped up, going the other way.
They
right?
did. But the troubling thing was the Star put their article online, and I'm getting on to read the Star's article, and there was 500 public comments just on the Star's article, trashing the district, trashing the schools, calling for the district to be shut down for three schools.
Calling and it's amazing. Calling for the whole district
and it was
to be shut down.
Calling for
to
the district
shutter,
to
shutter the whole.
Shutter the district, break it up, kick all the board members out, fire everybody, get rid of the teachers, calling the teachers worthless, calling the students stupid, using the R word, and just absolutely heartbreaking, cruel commentary, and not even stepping back and saying, look, there's 86 schools in the district. This is three. The district has like 70 A, B, and C rated schools. The district has one of the largest gifted and talented programs in the state. No, none of that. And just this real obsession. And what I've learned on my time on the job is that there's a contingent in this community that I don't think that that's ever going to change. I think the district can actually have 87 A-rated schools, and I think we'll still get trashed because we're not A+.
Yeah.
So I don't think that we're going to get anywhere with this crowd. But it is sad because community support is such an important ingredient for a school district success.
Dr. Gabriel Trujillo is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're coming up on 12:12. There was some news, didn't get a lot of publicity, but it's pretty darn important. Tucson Unified's been under a deseg order since time began. I mean, it's 40, 50 years, something like that. Has there been a formal application to get out of that?
December 31st, last day, last minutes of 2019, we filed our petition in federal court for full and unconditional release from court supervision. On New Year's Eve. So we are now, according to the latest briefing schedule that's been issued by the court, we're in line for a verdict prior to August 1st. So we're excited. We do know that there's going to be a round. We're anticipating a round of plaintiff objections. And so we're going to be ready with any available information that the court needs to answer those objections.
What was this about Wakefield, the desegregation plaintiffs are challenging the district's multi-million-dollar plan to reopen Wakefield Middle School?
So there's a couple.
Is that part of this, or
no? It's kind of a separate issue. And Wakefield's not going to cost multi-million dollars to get open. We're looking at a price tag of around $900,000 to get the furniture in, to get the staffing, to get the school up and running. Wakefield actually is in really, really good shape. It's being used now.
Okay.
And this is a corner of the district, again, things you don't hear about. This is actually a corner of the district that's seen explosive growth. So not every TUSD school is bleeding kids out. We have some explosive growth over there in the west side in the South Tucson area that we believe that this school is going to create a really great opportunity for the kids of that neighborhood.
It's like a historic
It is.
School, isn't it?
It is. And very painful for the community to lose Wakefield 10 years ago. So we're very proud
and
to be on the cusp
of bringing it back.
And why did it
close? What was the deal?
Well, Wakefield closed because of low enrollment.
Okay.
And at the time, it came down to whether Wakefield was going to remain open or Hollinger. And what I've learned about school closures, Bill, is the short-term savings in revenue, they are no way as expensive as the long-term cost in trust, anger from the community, sadness, and heartbreak when a community loses its school. And it also loses its trust and faith in the district when we close these neighborhood schools.
Pretty hard to get that trust
back. It is
back.
Hard to get it back, and that is way more expensive than any financial savings you'll see in the immediate.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. The name of the program, it's simple. It's my last name, Buckmaster, and we're so delighted with our partners who have been with us. Some cases, they're legacy partners since we signed on over 9 years ago. My favorite bakery in town is Mona's Danish Bakery. The chief baker and owner is Steve, and what a beautiful job he does. The Danish Kringle, that's their signature dish, signature pastry. They're at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Steve wants me to tell all of our listeners, if you're in that area, they're doing hot breakfast. Their grill is up and running at 6:30. Now, some people, whatever, they get up late, and they say, well, gosh, it's that in-between time. Is it breakfast or is it lunch? Well, here's your solution. The grill is open right now. If you'd like breakfast, some of the blueberry pancakes, a couple of eggs. Tom, does this starting to sound good to you or what?
You drop a couple of slices of bacon on that plate and you got a winner.
There you go. Mona'sDanishBakery.com, their website. Also a link at BuckmasterShow.com. We'll be back with Dr. Trujillo right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Speaking of green things, my goodness, 13-acre destination for just about every imaginable plant that you can think of. They've still got poinsettias. There's nothing that says a poinsettia can't be enjoyed in January or even February. But also Zocalo Village. For years, Zocalo was over at Country Club and Broadway. The team that put that together is now has a part of the business now over at Green Things. So they're helping in getting that all going, and they've got five beautiful shops in Zocalo Village. So bottom line, it's a destination at 3384 East River Road. Jan and Jack, the owners, so hands-on, do such a great job. Green Things and the Zocalo Village Studios for the Buckmaster Show. Let's continue on now. We bring in Dr. Gabriel Trujillo every other month to talk about what's going on at TUSD. And Dr. Trujillo in the first segment was talking about this trashing of three particular schools. Did you have time during that when you were talking about that these schools had these special challenges?
Yeah, and I think that's...
I mean, we don't want to dwell on this, but I think it's an important point.
It is, and I think one of the things that the public struggles to come to grips with this horrible, horrible public shaming process of slapping an F onto a school without acknowledging the fact that children learn at different rates and different speeds and have different needs. And it's the job of the school community to meet children where they're at. And when you have schools like Catalina High School, very special place in the district, where one out of three students in that 700-student high school, they either have a learning disability or they're a refugee student coming from another country, learning our language for the first time. And when we publicly shame that school just because these students can't learn as fast as everybody else, they can learn and they will be successful in our district. But I'm sorry if they can't meet proficiency as fast as every other kid who's had the advantage of growing up here. And I'm sorry that the state's accountability system does not take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's not part of the mix.
It's not part of the mix. Same thing at Booth Thicket. You have large concentrations of students with learning disabilities. You have students coming from poverty. Now, that's not an excuse. The district will move those kids forward, and we've shown that we can.
Not an excuse, but it is a consideration.
It's a consideration, and we've shown that we can do that. We've had several schools through results-based funding generate $2 million for academic excellence, for taking students and landing them in the top 10% of proficiency statewide in English language arts and in math, and generating millions of dollars for the district for academic excellence. So on one hand, yes, you have the district with some challenges, but then you also have to acknowledge that this district does some things really, really well. And what we need is the gift of time and the gift of support in some of our more challenged schools.
So was this the over $2 million awarded to some of the schools for more hires?
That's another big...
Is that another piece?
That's another big victory for us was the student services. So results-based funding, what that does is that was established by the legislature 3 years ago, where schools will get monetary awards for, number one, maintaining an A or B rating, two, going by the student and taking students that meet the guidelines for free and reduced lunch, the poverty level. And if you can take those students and you can actually land them in the top 10% of performance statewide for their grade level in AZ Merits, English Language Arts and Math, your school will get a monetary award. We had 17 schools do that.
Wow.
And generate $2 million. And I want to highlight John E. White. It's a school over in the southwest corner of the district, very high free and reduced lunch population. It's a minority-majority school. We've got a lot of our Pascuayaki students in there, majority Latino school. kudos to them, $250,000 in results-based funding coming into Johnny White. So we're very, very proud. Mansfeld, $246,000 in results-based funding. And University High, almost $250,000 in results-based funding.
Whatever happened to JTED doesn't get much publicity anymore. That's that Joint Technical Education District.
JTED, we are partnering with them to open up an exciting new learning opportunity. Right now, it is known as the Bridges High School, the JTED Bridges High School. It's going to be located over at 36 in Keno. And that's going to be a wonderful partnership between JTED and Tucson Unified. Where Tucson Unified, we're going to be providing students the opportunity to earn core credits, while at the same time, the students will be taking JTED programming in the same building. And we're going to have some wonderful programs in there, 3D animation, robotics. We're going to have some of the home healthcare fields that students can get certified in. So we're really, really excited about opening the doors to this new high school. Saw court approval last week of December to green light us to go ahead with this venture.
Is there new leadership now on the board?
There is. I want to say congratulations to Board President Crystal Foster. Deep into her second term, gets the opportunity now to serve as our board president. I think she's going to do a wonderful job. And I just have to say kudos to Mrs. Grijalva. She's a veteran. She's been doing this a long time. Exceptional board president. You talk about meeting efficiency, meeting effectiveness, helping me, still a relatively sort of third-year superintendent. She sees things on agendas and meeting management that I'm still learning. And I think that's just a testament to just being in this since 2003. So I'm hopeful that Ms. Foster can step right in and we can keep the flow that we've established under Ms. Grijalva of meetings getting done at, you know, 8:30, 8:40, tight agendas, agendas that have agenda items that are crucial to student learning and supporting our employees. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great opportunity. And Ms. Foster has all my confidence in the world that she'll do a wonderful job.
Is Ms. Counts now involved?
Ms. Counts is another addition to our leadership team. I want to say congratulations to her. She was voted in as our clerk, so she'll kind of be second in command.
It's kind of like a vice chair or something, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And Ms. Counts has just really come on, and she's in a first year having just such a deep knowledge, acquiring such a deep knowledge of the district in such a short time and catching on really quickly. I'm excited to be working with her on our board leadership team.
We had Bruce Burke on the program before the holidays, and he has such a great attitude.
He is, and we're excited to be working with
he's
Mr.
the
Burke.
Appointee.
He's the appointee. And
to the open seat after Dr. Stegeman resigned. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So he'll be serving on our Employee Benefits Trust Board. So we're looking forward to seeing him serve in that capacity.
So what's the big challenge here as we get now into this new calendar year? And I know you operate on a fiscal year, but at the same time, we all sort of set goals, don't we, when the new year begins?
We had a very short time to celebrate a better enrollment picture, but that time's over, Bill. Like the 100th day is coming up, and yes, we're going to be heading into the 100th day down around 400 students, which is a huge victory for the district considering that 100th day last year we were down 1,200. But the pressure's on for next school year to match or better being down 400 students. So there's not a lot of time for celebration. We've got to get our summer enrollment plans in gear, our promotional plans in gear, get our schools ready, because the goal is to increase enrollment. And I'd like to be in that position next year when we start off the 2021 school year.
And I think the key was last summer, you really went all out with this enrollment program and tried to cut a lot of red tape, and people could get answers the same day.
Yeah, we really focused on capturing the customer at point of contact, which meant streamlining the enrollment process, moving things online, opening up schools that had been shuttered in the summer so that people can walk into their local neighborhood school and sign right up. So a lot of those big structural changes fostered a lot more customer service friendliness and customer accessibility of the process.
What will be your big issue now coming up in the upcoming months?
Unitary status. Driving hard for full release from court supervision. This district cannot ever be as nimble as it needs to be to compete fully in the open enrollment market. unless we've got the chains of court supervision off of us. There's a lot of wonderful aspects of the unitary status plan, but having to go to the court for every single initiative or every single project or every single idea that we have doesn't allow us to move as quickly to compete with the smaller and more nimble charters and privates.
Do you lose money if you lose that status?
We don't necessarily lose money, but we're going to take a hard look at the areas that we can bring the taxpayers a relief. They've been paying this levy for 40 years.
Wow.
We can keep all of the programs and all of the wonderful things that have happened in the unitary status plan and alive, but we don't necessarily have to tag the taxpayers for $64 million to do it.
All right, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo, always a pleasure. We will see you for your visit with us in March. I hope this new year goes very well for you. Thank you.
We're off to a great start, Bill. Thank you for having me in.
All right, coming up next, one of my favorite subjects. I love to talk travel. Ryan Hansen is waiting in the wings. We're going to talk with Ryan. And the Buckmaster Show continuing in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We'll be right back.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for Insider Travel Talk on Buckmaster with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers for more than 40 years, 75 Bon Voyage travel experts. Boy, you think, Ryan, about their cumulative experience. I was just flashing.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Thousands of years. They're standing by, ready to create your trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan, always a pleasure to see you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year to you. And as they say, torn from the headlines, what's been going on in the Middle East? We've talked about this. We've touched on it in our visits before. The travel industry is certainly, Ryan Hansen, not immune to what's going on worldwide.
That's right. In fact, the travel industry may be more susceptible to things that happen globally than any other industry. And so it's political situations, like you're heading on the Iranian situation and what's going on in the Middle East. It's the weather issues from earthquakes in Puerto Rico that are changing landscape. I don't know if you saw the beautiful, what, a Puerto Vallarta, whatever, not Puerto
not
Vallarta,
Puerto but, Vallarta, but Puerto it was a landmark, you know,
iconic.
That, it collapsed in the
so
earthquake.
For that to be gone
just,
now.
That is not what the people of Puerto Rico need right now. As
exactly. And then, you know, the Australian fires, yeah. And in all cases, right? And I think you and I have talked about this a lot. It doesn't mean don't travel.
No.
But it does mean you might need an expert to help you navigate what is the right time to go to places. Are there areas in Australia that if you still want to go, that you still should go? Are there some areas to avoid? And there's clearly some areas to avoid. Yeah. But what a challenge that's going to be through their summer season right now.
Yes.
Still so dry, still so hot. So that's difficult because that was in a very emerging market for travel. You and I love talking about top travel destinations.
And
New Zealand.
Sure.
Now, granted, not touched by the fires now, but if you're going to go there, you do both.
Right.
New Zealand is probably one of the primary spots that people are looking to go to in 2020. Yeah. But will that take a back seat a little bit because of the fires? And we'll see.
Yeah, New Zealand has not really been affected by the fires. In fact, their climate is pretty much that cooler climate.
That's right.
That they've just not had to deal with it. They've had some of the smoke coming over, but it's not an everyday thing. So I think when you have a travel consultant like the people at Bon Voyage Travel, that certainly can be the first call and saying, well, we've got this trip planned, say, to Sydney, and we're really thinking, can we maybe go to Perth on the West Coast? What would that situation be like?
Exactly, and where the fires are now, where they're projecting them to potentially continue or be, that's something that our staff is well-versed in. And you mentioned the 75 staff members and the years of experience. That's when this comes in so handy. When you book a trip yourself, you really are on your own, and so you're trying to navigate this whole thing as a traveler of one, and we've been in business now at 44 years. Bon Voyage Travel was started back February 6, 1976. So there is a cumulative knowledge and understanding and lots of experiences of planning travel for hundreds of thousands of travelers. That type of expertise can help in situations like this. Should you still go to Puerto Rico? And how is that going to all? And we've talked about that when the hurricanes have hit.
Yeah.
It seems to be the world we live in now. There's always something that you really need an expert to help you guide it through.
We talked about Australia as an emerging hot market. We all will hear some of the real exciting places to go in 2020 at the upcoming travel show.
That's right. And that's what we're really excited about coming up February 16th at the Hilton El Conquistador Resort in the northwest side of Tucson. We will host, Bon Voyage hosts an annual show, and this is the big one. So we have over 40 travel partners, from cruise to hoteliers to land operators to safari guides and everywhere in between, river cruise experts. We always love the river cruising. And we will be having an event there from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador February 16th. You should go to our website for more details. So bvtravel.com is going to give you more details. But go to the site because you can register, get a confirmation ticket emailed to you, and you skip all the lines entering into the facility.
Good.
So you want to plan ahead, as any good traveler would do, is come prepared. And then check out the schedule of events, because each of these partners will have presentations. So if you have never heard of Quark Expeditions, you want to know what they do, where they go, and how they go about it, you can go and sit in on a presentation with those suppliers.
And I'll be doing an event with you talking about, I think, inspiration for travel. Why do we go? What's the area? What is the trigger inside of us that motivates us to go to a particular area?
One of our favorite topics in our monthly discussions.
The psychology of travel.
Right? That's right. Is it architecture is your love? Is it food? And is it family history? Is it to get away? Or is it all of the above in the same trip? And that's the beauty of it. And I think I'm excited to get past the nuts and bolts of a trip and get to the why. Why am I going there, and what experience can I look forward to? And I think we'll tie in some great destinations to those inspirations.
This is the time people should be thinking, though, if they're doing the cruising for Alaska.
Absolutely.
Or Europe. Yeah,
this is a great time. And river cruising, as we talk a lot, 85% of all river cruises operate in Europe on the waterways of that great area. Now's the time to book, because it is, people book way, way out. And so availability will become scarce come March and April. And even, you know, right at our show, you could still get some great exclusive offers. And that's one great part about coming to the show, is it's not just learning about these places and suppliers that can help take you there. It's, they offer great deals to us because we're bringing the clients to them.
What is the hot destination? We talked Australia. Give us a few places that people are looking at in 2020.
I was talking with somebody recently. It's interesting. It's not new. It's not anything too exciting for someone who is world traveled as you, but still the number one destination.
What's that?
From Condé Nast Traveler, for someone who's never traveled internationally in North America, the number one destination is still Italy.
Really?
It still is hot. People love Italy. They love the food. They love the history. They love the difference between Venice and Cinque Terre and Tuscany, and you get down to Puglia. Lots of diversity in the country of Italy. And it's amazing for someone like yourself or me. We've traveled quite a bit. I would go back to Italy tomorrow,
sure,
of course. But it's amazing that that still drives a lot of people's interest.
Ryan, let's see if we can work a quick question in from Kim.
Sure.
She has a question for you about travelers with disabilities. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my sweetheart is in a wheelchair due to a stroke and he can't walk, and I was just wondering if you have any expertise on travel for people with disabilities.
We sure do, and depending, and as you can imagine, when that's a very broad question, depending on where you're going and how you're getting there, and there are lots of details and nuances. So you've brought up a great question for a limited mobility, either a wheelchair in your case, or maybe a walker or a cane or something. We do have special partners of ours that can make advanced arrangements for cruising, for airports, for hotels, for cars. If you're wanting to get from place to place, you may not be in a position to just hail a taxi or get an Uber if you have a wheelchair with you. That adds layers of complexity, Kim. So our staff is well-versed, and we have a specific partner that we work with that works globally with all of these cruise lines, hoteliers, and car service companies to be able to make this a seamless experience for you and your loved one.
Wonderful. I'm glad Kim brought it up, because that you have the expertise.
We do.
To help folks out. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. Check out bvtravel.com, your first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan, we'll see you at the travel show.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back on Buckmaster.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort. All on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a 3-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the many great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We talked at the beginning of the program about today being the 9th anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy that occurred at Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' Congress on Your Corner event, which of course wounded Congresswoman Giffords and a dozen other people, and 6 people were killed at that event. There was very little good that came out of that terrible day, but one of the things was how the Tucson community rallied together and pulled together. And one of the events that has flourished in the years since the tragedy is something called Beyond. Michelle Crow is the executive director of the Beyond event, which is coming up this Saturday. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about this year's event. Well, why don't we begin with, how did Beyond come about?
Well, you know, the inception of Beyond was obviously a very tragic one, but the way in which our community responded after that tragedy was really quite remarkable. The degree to which people kind of stopped what they were doing and connected with one another and shed all the busyness of life and kind of got down to the core things about what is most important in life was really something that I think all of us that were here in Tucson at that point in time really felt. And so Beyond was initiated by the Zimmerman family. They gathered in meetings with some of their closest people that they had worked with over the years. And we just started trying to think about, you know, as the first anniversary approached, how could we kind of continue that sense of community cohesion that people so palpably felt after the tragedy. And so we thought we'd come up with this idea where we would encourage people on the second Saturday of January to just, you know, take a moment and get outdoors and go to any one of the lovely places that, that Tucson has to offer, and most importantly, to focus on spending time with their loved ones, friends, family, neighbors, connecting with others, and to also just, you know, set their intentions for helping to build a bigger, stronger community and focus on their own health and their own intentions about what they wanted the next year to be about. And so that's kind of how we got started. We thought, actually, initially we were planning one event,
right,
but as we started planning, people liked the idea and everybody wanted to do a Beyond event. And so that's how the event came to be this you know, multi-location event on this day. Is, you know, now there's activities that people can participate in from Oro Valley to the Gabe Z Trailhead. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really rim to rim Pima County, 17 different activities and locations that people could participate in this coming Saturday.
Have you, over the years, Michelle, kind of fine-tuned what you think that people really want in these outdoor activities?
You know, we try to offer something for everyone. You know, we try to have something for all fitness levels. We try to have something for all age groups. Right. Some people want to spend time with their families. Some people want to take a gentle walk down the loop. So we try to, you know, some people like to bike. Some people like to hike. There's some people, there's some really neat activities where you get to connect with your community. For example, the community harvest, for example, really, you know, requires you to go out and meet with other people and talk with other people in your community. You know, if you like to dance, there's a particular dance-oriented one. So we really try to have a wide variety of options for folks in terms of what activity they like to do, and also if they want to do something nearby their house. I guarantee you, there's so many options. There's something near you, or, you know, one of the pillars of our four pillars of health is to explore and to move beyond, you know, your natural comfort zone. So if you have never been to, for example, the Gabe Z Trailhead, you know, this Saturday is a great time to take that drive out there to the beautiful area in Vail and go explore nature a little bit and spend some time in nature. I think what's changed is less about the event than initially we were, you know, kind of a once a year mega event. And we did that for the first 5 years. And then people came together, kind of our key stakeholders came together, and we did a strategic planning process. And at that point in time, people decided that not only did they want Beyond to continue, but they wanted it to be a regular presence in people's lives and really help shape health outcomes. And so we formed a 501c3 after those first 5 years, and actually at this point in time offer year-round programming that people can come and they can, you know, kick off the new year with this Beyond event and set their intentions about what they want 2020 to be. But then they can also do a number of ongoing activities with us and with our partners to help stay engaged and focused on those goals that people set for themselves. And so it's just a really neat opportunity.
How did you
grow out of the treasure?
How did you get involved?
You know, I knew Gabe.
Gabe Zimmerman, right?
Yeah, it's Gabe Zimmerman through my work, and so, you know, I was deeply shocked and about the tragedy, and just felt like I needed to get involved and be involved, and so. Initially applied for a position that, you know, emerged, several foundations emerged after the tragedy and applied for one of those positions. And then it was a wonderful opportunity to get to work with so many organizations and create collaborations across the community to figure out kind of deeper meanings and what people wanted to do from here. And that's how Beyond emerged and got started and, you know, still really evolves to this day. You know, like you said, there's not, it's just, this is a very hard day. You know, it's a very solemn day to look back and remember.
Because
trying to make sense and move forward.
As I said, Michelle, at the top of the program, it's one of those seminal events, unfortunately, that people that were in Tucson at the time, and even if you weren't in Tucson, be really anywhere in the country,
and you
knew this area and you knew Gabby Giffords, it's just one of those things that you'll always have imprinted on your mind.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And there's the sense that I think everyone here in this community wanted to do something
right
in response to help build a stronger community. That, you know, and that's a large part how the name of the organization and the event Beyond came to be. It was kind of had several meanings, right? Like, we want to move beyond the tragedy and helping people do that. But the other idea behind the name was helping people kind of move beyond their sort of social comfort zone and to start to create connections with other people in our community. And I think it, you know, something like this kind of tragedy, you know, I just remember people at those memorial sites, right? Yeah. And, you know, pure strangers just hugging each other, and
didn't
even know the person, but you shared that common grief. And so the idea that we are all stronger and better as a community when we create social connection and ties with one another, we really want to encourage people to move beyond and continue to do that.
Okay, Michelle.
Was to move beyond, you know, what you think you can do.
And where can people find out about this year's roster of 17 events?
Yes, please just log on to our website, and it's www.beyond-tucson.org. And you'll see the 17 events and the ongoing opportunities. You can take the Beyond Challenge and stay with us year round. And you can sign up there either to attend an event this coming Saturday or to take the Beyond Challenge and join us every week.
Okay. Michelle, I really appreciate it. Michelle Crowe, good work with what you're doing with the Beyond events. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Michelle Crowe, the executive director of this year's Beyond event, which is Saturday, a full roster, 17 different activities. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.